I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on November 15th, 2019. GitHub is launching a virtual security lab and will see a dedicated team working with others across the industry. As part of the initiative, the company is making its CodeQL tool for semantic code analysis freely available for all to use to find vulnerabilities in open source software, and is launching a public database of security advisories created on the platform. It will also be increasing its automated scanning of repositories for issues such as hard-coded tokens and credentials, and won't just be flagging up security issues, but will provide fixes as well, at least when they're available. The Linux Foundation yesterday announced that Onyx had become the latest graduate-level project to be adopted by its umbrella artificial intelligence organization. The Open Neural Network Exchange project was founded in 2017 by Microsoft and Facebook, and provides a portable and open format for AI models, which has been widely embraced as a bridging model by corporate users. And with the machine learning space becoming increasingly fragmented, there are hopes that the vendor-neutral marketing reach of the Linux Foundation will help establish Onyx as the de facto standard for model exchange. Today saw Pine open the window on pre-orders for its Braveheart mobile phones. Although still very much aimed at developers and early adopters, this build of Pine's Linux phone ought to provide a near-exact replica of the hardware the company hopes to start shipping to regular consumers next year. And there's clearly been a large demand for the $150 device, with Pine's website being overwhelmed at times today. And in other mobile Linux news, Canonical has generously donated a variety of BQ and Meizu hardware to the UbiPorts project, who, in turn, are looking to pass it on to developers interested in supporting the platform. XDA Developers has shared the news that Debian Buster will soon be the default Linux environment on Chromebooks. While Christini currently uses Debian 9, a recently merged commit paves the way to Buster becoming the default base for Chrome OS's Linux environment, starting with version 80, which is due to be released early next year. And finally today, if you're new to Linux and feel a bit shy or unsure about how to get involved in the wider community, make some time this weekend to listen to the latest episode of Choose Linux. In the show, Joe, L, and Drew talk about how they took their first steps towards meeting other like-minded open source enthusiasts and give a lot of practical advice for anyone just starting out the same rewarding journey. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/50. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a nice weekend.